Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Let's appreciate Vivaldi. Choir, you may be seated. Please find a place to sit. No one chats around. No one walks around. Before we receive the servant of God, let's welcome Ida to bless us with a song.
Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Hallelujah. Are you now ready for what God is about to do tonight? History is being made here in Mazabuka. And we've been told that this is a turning point in this city. And there is a man God has prepared and sent to this city to minister His word and to minister His power. Expect salvation tonight. Expect deliverance tonight. Expect miracles tonight. Tonight, I want you to rise to your feet and help me welcome Evangelist Daniel Mills tonight.
Lift your hands.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your power. Thank you that no one will leave this place the same. We bind wicked spirits. We bind the devil in the name of Jesus. We arrest every witchcraft power. And we release the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. Father, move by your Spirit tonight. Move by your mighty Spirit tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Father, send angels. Do miracles. Do salvation. Thank you that Mazabuka will never be the same again. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated if you have a seat. I want to thank, first of all, the wonderful pastors of Mazabuka for welcoming us to your beautiful city. I thank all of you, the fathers, our chairman, the fathers of the city. If you have not welcomed us, we could not come here. God bless you mightily. Tonight and even in our pastors' conference tomorrow at 06 hours. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I also want to thank our DC for coming to grace this occasion and also all your support for the program. May God bless you and bless your seat. Amen.
Amen.
We also thank the TC. I believe the TC is also here. We recognize you, sir. Thank you for your support for this program. And also we thank our
mayor
for your great support of this program. May God bless you all. The Bible says when you come to a city and you meet a man of peace, leave your peace there. May the peace of God be in Mazabuka in Jesus' name. Are you ready for miracles tonight? Tonight I want to share with you a very simple message from the words and the lips of Jesus Christ. Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Tonight,
Jesus is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Tonight, Jesus is saying to you, come to me.
Jesus, I'm about to bola grindime masuko aya.
All ye that labor and are heavy laden, come to me. Jesus is saying, come to Jesus. The person you need is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is inviting you to come to him. So many people come into this world promising to help the world.
But
in the end, they were not able to help the world. Human beings cannot help you. Only God can help you.
Wow.
In America, every American president says that he is coming to save the world. But after they finish, the problems are even more. United Nations was established to bring peace, but since then there have been more wars than ever before.
United Nations, hey.
When they were overthrowing Saddam Hussein, they thought that now there is going to be peace.
Saddam Hussein,
since then, it has rather been worse. When they were overthrowing Gaddafi in Libya, they thought, now there's going to be peace. But since then, Libya cannot even be governed. That is why Jesus said, look, come to me with your problems. In Africa, when the white man was ruling, I forgot to acknowledge our chief. I would like to pray for him. I believe he's coming back. Okay. God bless our chief. Amen.
Amen.
In Africa, we have been ruled by the white man, and we were hoping that when we can sack him, everything is going to be good in Africa. Ghana was the first country to say, go, we are going to rule our own affairs. Ghana, I'm from Ghana. We are the first to be independent in the whole of Africa. But Africa has only become poorer since independence. That is why Jesus said, come to me with your burdens and your problems. I don't know if Zambia has become richer. Maybe your story is different here.
Hey!
Tonight, look at my hand. Jesus sent me to tell you, come to me, not me, Dad. Come to Jesus.
You know, just Christ.
Come to Jesus. With all your burdens and all your troubles and all your problems.
Just want it to man.
And he will give you rest. How many want rest?
Hey!
Now, what are your burdens? Your burdens are all the problems of your life. Your financial problems. How many want to bring your financial problems to Jesus Christ? Your medical problems. How many want to bring your medical problems to Jesus Christ? Your family problems. How many want to bring your family problems to Jesus Christ? Your marital problems, marriage problems. How many want to bring your marriage problems to Jesus? Your sexual problems. How many want to bring your sexual problems to Jesus Christ? Jesus is saying to you tonight, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Jesus Christ, wamba kutimasiku aya, amubola kulindime, nyonse numumini dwe, ndime nintimule mununune.
Now,
Lino,
tonight Jesus is going to take away every burden from your life in Jesus' name.
Jesus Christ, masiku aya, wanda utagwisye, miguli anu, yonse gwindamu zina Jesus.
Whatever problem you have in your life,
kufumbwe pensi, ndo jisimubu umibwego,
that makes people feel sorry for you, tonight is the last night of that problem in Jesus' name.
Ipensi elio, ndibwe tere laba muibantu,
whatever problem that makes people say sorry to you, tonight it is over in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Instead of somebody saying sorry to you, you are going to hear from tonight, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Now,
Lino,
there is one particular burden that is very important that we bring to Jesus, and that is the burden of your sins. You see, your sins are making God separate himself from you. Amen.
Amen.
In Psalm 38, the Bible says, there is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head, as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My sins and my iniquities are on my head. It is too heavy for me. Psalm
38,
verse
5.
Your sin is a heavy burden.
In Daniel chapter 9
and verse 16, the Bible says, O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem. Because for our sins and the iniquities of our father, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us.
Wambauti, omwami, gotwe ngelela kuzipis Yesu, nkamboga zipis Yesu ezi, topabantu abo, nankapa usa, gurindue, mungatika munziwe so yuwa Jerusalem.
Your sin in Zambia and Mazubuka is making Mazubuka a reproach, and you must turn away from your sins. And you must come to Jesus with your sins. It is our sins that are making us sad and sorry in Mazubuka. Psalm 31, verse 10 says, my life is spent in grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity, and my bones are consumed because of my iniquities. Your wickedness is giving you many troubles. Isaiah 57 and verse 20, the Bible says, the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and death. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked.
Ati, basi zibi, walimburi mayuwe, amuluzi. Tagwe nibonzio kalegana, balatenkana, agamboka kufulagwa zibi zgyabo.
Many troubles are coming to your life because of your sins. Today, people are joking with sin. When something is wrong, they laugh about it. It's nothing. In Romans chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible says, to those who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there is indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of a man that doeth evil. Tonight, God is calling you to turn around.
Because
the Bible says God is not mocked. God is not a fool. God is not a fool. Whatsoever a man sows, he shall reap it. You have to pay for your sins. That is why God sent Jesus Christ to this world. Zambia has been declared a Christian nation. But many people in Zambia are not Christians. Because Christianity cannot be inherited. Christianity does not come to you by osmosis.
You know,
you see, I am a doctor, a medical doctor. I was in the university for 7 years to become a doctor. But I cannot impart being a doctor to my son. I have a son. I cannot say, receive it. And then he will become a doctor. I cannot do that.
Hey!
Hey! I cannot say to my child, from today, I declare you to be a doctor. Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, no matter who you are.
Jesus Christ was
Yes. You may be a DC, a TC, or even a QC. If you are not born again, you will not go to heaven.
Hey!
Listen. The Bible tells us a story. Jesus told us that there was a certain rich man. And the rich man was clothed in purple. Purple. Maybe your scarf can help us. This was the color that the rich man, because it is the color of riches, purple. He wore purple every day when you see him. Like how Nigerians wear green and white. The rich man was wearing purple every day.
Oh, you.
Hey! And the Bible says he fed sumptuously. Every day he was eating a lot of meat, fish and shrimps and chicken and even sometimes crocodile.
Oh, you
But there was a poor man whose name was Lazarus. And the Bible says that Lazarus was covered with sores all over. He had sores. And dogs came to lick his sores. And if you have ever been to a hospital, to where people have ulcers. The sore covers the leg all here, all, and sometimes this side. And dogs, early in the morning, because in the morning some brown liquid and some red and blood and green juices come out. So early in the morning, the dogs smell the blood and they come. Brown dogs, white dogs, big ones, small ones, all of them coming and they will be licking. And the poor man was trying to chase the dogs away.
Ati wale muntu oyu wale mutengwana. Na mujete, wala zinarela zalo. Oyu mwalumi, wala malonda malonda muviro wawe onse. Wakati mbabu hama pati, itupa tunini, tuwalunga kuseni, nibwaja, tobo wala, tozotela kumumye nkuta.
And he was begging the rich man for money, for food. Give me, I beg you. I'm hungry. Give me food. And the rich man would pass by every day. But one day, the poor man, he developed a fever from the, maybe one of the dogs had rabies. Yes. And bit him. So he developed a fever and he died. Yes.
Oh, you muntu, wali muntu umi, alimu awa, awalo, wakazoba antuntu manzi. Muri mwiji ndi kambaka uteti wakalu mwumubuka. Pona muntu oyu, nakatela ukankama, mwiji ndi wakazolo waka ansi.
Hey!
Hey!
But you see, the Bible says, when you die, it's not over. The Bible says, as soon as you die, immediately after, there is judgment. There's a court case.
Baberi yamba uti wafwa te uti wafwi dari mpe wama na wafwa burulubeta.
The rich man died, but the poor man died, and when he got up, angels, the Bible says, angels came around him and escorted him to heaven. Angels surrounded the poor man, angels, and took him to heaven.
Atibanda la fumalumoi, iba angelo. Bamu zinguluga, bamu zinguluga bangelo, bamu zinguluga bangelo, bamu zinguluga bangelo. Pona mabu tola kujulu.
Hey, now the rich man,
muntu mufubioi.
He, you see, that's why I'm saying that you may be a rich man.
Chinga mauta dingogole muntu mufubi.
In Africa, most of the rich people got their money through politics.
Mwa Afrika, kunjiba baba ntubala tena mali abo.
So it's likely that if he was an African rich man, he was also a politician. The rich man had a lot of girlfriends. He was smoking. He was drinking. Alcohol. Beer, what do you drink here? What is your
Ibugande.
No, cover it. What? Chibuku. Chibuku shake.
Muto Ibugande zogno. Chibuku shaki.
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 He was drinking a lot.
Walugunywa logo.
But the Bible says,
Pere pai pere yamba guti.
One day the rich man also died. Because whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are from America, whether you are from Lusaka, you will die.
Nankagori mufubi, watani mufubi, nankago swaguri, utolopodi buti, uyofra.
Now the rich man died. But when he got up, no angels came. Yes. Angels didn't come. Instead of angels, demons came to attack the rich man. Hey! My God! My God! Jesus! My God! Ah! And he went down. He disappeared down into hell. He went down into hell. The rich man went. The Bible says he descended into hell.
Yes.
Look. Sit down.
I'm cutting.
Listen, you see, what many people are joking with sin.
But we want to. What it does, man, kwankwari is ya. Ajibi.
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
Babel yamba kuti bulumbu wajibi ndufu.
You may be a rich man.
You ngavali muntu mufubi.
You may be a millionaire.
Ngavali muntu jisi mahanda. Mahanda mali.
You may travel in any aeroplane. If you don't know Jesus, your sins will find you out. One day, I went to a prison. I was shocked in Ghana prison. I thought I would see only Ghanaians. I was shocked. I saw other countries. Nigeria, but I didn't see any Zambian. I saw Nigerians.
Hey!
Because Nigeria is our neighbor, so we have
a lot of Ghanaians.
I saw a lot of Ghanaians. I saw 6 Koreans. They have formed a Korean fellowship in the prison. I saw Chinese. The Chinese were here, the Koreans too were here. I saw a Lebanese man. I saw a man from London, a white man, wearing shorts. He was there eating Ghana food. I tell you, he has been there for a long time. That day, I saw that no matter who you are, white or Chinese, or rich or poor, when you have sinned, even human beings can put you inside and say, we don't need you in the world, in the society. So the rich man was in hell.
He was stuck.
Then the Bible says he saw Abraham and he saw Lazarus. Lazarus was having drinks in heaven. Lazarus was drinking with some of his friends.
Abraham,
and Lazarus, the rich man shouted,
"Oh, you!"
He recognized Lazarus, and he shouted, "Father Abraham! Father Abraham!
Tata Abraham!
Have mercy on me! I'm dying! No, you are not dying. You will never die. You will never die. But he shouted, he said, have mercy on me! I am suffering! I am tormented in the flames! I beg you, send Lazarus with some water.
Amen.
And he asked for just one drop. Just a drop. He said, just to cool my tongue. There is a place where they are begging for one drop of water like this. There is a place, I'm telling you. Maybe they don't tell you in your church. Maybe they only preach about prosperity. But I tell you, there is a place. They are begging for just one drop of water. Rich men, politicians, bishops, all kinds of pompous people are in there begging and screaming, give me just one drop of water. Abraham said, no.
Abraham,
when you go to hell, Anything you ask, I need water, I need this, and every answer is no.
Kufumba njogo mbira, utwari jana mgehena.
I tell you, make sure you don't go there. Then the rich man became even more evangelistic than most of our modern pastors. He said, if you can send Lazarus on missions, evangelism, I have five brothers in the house. They are just like me, smoking like me, fornication like me, boozing, fooling, women, drugs, homosexual, they are the same as me, I tell you. They are all coming here. Send Lazarus to go and preach. Abraham said, no. I told you, if you go to hell, anything you ask, the answer is no.
Abraham,
You see, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus came to tell us what has happened. He saw the person go to hell, how he went to hell, how this one went to heaven, what happened, and he's come to give us inside report.
Jesus Christ, utwambira jano, mburi nchakabona, kamumana ade, zoa zoku juru. Wakabona, bantu mburi mbua penga mugeena. Iba mapenzi, wansi kiba jana bantu abata sandukite, wapo wala uzo utwambira guamboti. Ima penzaya, muteka indi mulinga ope.
Then Abraham told him, they have the prophets. Look at my face, oh. Prophets. And he said, the prophets should tell them. So, those of you who are pastors, eh? You are supposed to be telling people about hell, not only preaching about money and prosperity. You are supposed to warn people about heaven and hell. That is your duty. Not only money, money every day. Every day, prosperity and going to America.
Mama fundisi, inchi tuanu, tegu ambati, mula zutirira, mula bamari, pepe, inchi tuanu, kudendezi yabantu ambati, bateka inki igu mulilo, utamani pe.
Tonight, look at my face and look at my hand. Look. You will remember this face and you will remember this hand. Because God sent me to Mazabuka to warn you that your sins are not going to leave you free, but your sins will find you out. You will pay for your sins. You must turn around and repent and stop saying you are a Christian nation. You must repent as a genuine believer. Tonight, it's time to stop fooling with God. God is not a fool. What can wash away your sins? On the night that Jesus was going to be arrested, he took a cup and he said, this is my blood. This is my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. You see, if you have been to a prison, you see that people in prison, they don't pray. You see, their prayer topics are few. They don't pray for many things. They only pray for one thing. Prisoners are not praying, God, give me a car. Oh, God, give me a wife. Oh, God, I need a job. Oh, God, I need money. What are prisoners praying for? Freedom. Only one prayer topic. But what is preventing them from being free? Their sins.
Ibange. Tabalombi zintu zimbi.
What can wash away your sins? Look at this girl She was a sinner.
What is Zibi?
A dirty sinner.
What is Zibi Smatombe?
Christ saved her. What could wash away the sins of such a person? Could water wash her sins away?
No.
Water could not work. You see, what you have done, you have done it. What you have done, you have done. Nothing can change it. That is why God sent Jesus Christ to this world. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. There is nobody can be forgiven. So Jesus took the cup and said, "This is my blood. Tomorrow, I'll give my blood. And the blood has now washed her. Oh, her filthy sins washed it away. And today, she's now clean and she's singing for Jesus Christ. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap offering? Tonight,
Masuaya,
Jesus is calling you. And he's saying,
Wamba kuti,
come to me with your sins, all your mistakes, all your burdens. I, Jesus, I will wash your sins and take away your burdens. And I will give you rest. Christianity is not something you can receive from Zambia. You have to receive it from Jesus. Tonight, I'm going to give you an opportunity to bow. You see, every knee shall bow, including yours, but some will bow too late. Yeah. If you don't change now, of course, when you see hell, you say, oh, I've changed. You must turn around and stop fooling with God. People who call themselves Christians are disgracing Christianity. Bible says, let him that names the name of Jesus Christ depart from iniquity. Tonight I want to pray with you.
And
I am going to pray what I call registration prayer. Registration prayer. To register you in the book of life. Stand up, everybody. Close your eyes. If you are here tonight, you want your sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus, then lift your hand like this. You want to be born again tonight. Say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, thank you for tonight. Oh God, I know that I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. I am a dirty sinner. I have done many, many bad things. Have mercy on me. Tonight, I come to the cross. Jesus, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Please wash away my sins with your precious blood. Tonight, I am sorry. I'm sorry for all my wicked ways. Please write my name in the book of life. Please register me tonight in the book of life. My name is, mention your name, my name is, please write this name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for writing my name. Thank you for registering me in the book of life. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Lift your two hands, say, I love you, Jesus. Thank you for mercy, forgiveness for my life. I receive it. I thank you, Lord Jesus. You have saved me from myself and from my sins. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now lift your, only your right hand, your finger, one finger like this. Look up and say, close your eyes, say after me, Satan. Satan, listen carefully. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you. I bind your power. From tonight, I will not serve you again. Satan, from tonight, I will not follow you again. I belong to Jesus Christ, and I will serve Jesus Christ. Satan, from tonight, me and you is finished. I belong to Jesus. I am born again, and I'm a child of God. From tonight, there is a difference in my life. Now lift your two hands like this and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, your power, your kindness for my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Your book, this one that I gave you. Everybody take out your book and wave your two hands like that. I want to see that you all have one. Wave your two hands. Beautiful. Say, Jesus. 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 I will serve you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow, they are rejoicing at the back there. They are rejoicing. They are born again. They are rejoicing. They are rejoicing. They are rejoicing. They are rejoicing. Rejoicing. Hallelujah. Your names are registered in the book of life tonight. Hallelujah! Satan's power over your life is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mula chirila, burumuno paila, Jesus Christo, ndali ziba.
Repeat it after.
Munoamba, burumungamba, Jesus Christo.
Jesus Christo.
Ndatelela.
Ndatelela.
Majwago.
Majwago.
Ndali ziba. Ikutindimesi zibi. Kondilegelela. Zibi ziyangu zionse. Zinda kajita. Kondi sanzia. Mubula obu manago. Jesus Christo. Wakabama mbulwa. Aji pingano. Mwami. Ndagugu mbila. Iguwa ambaguti. Izina lyangu. Lilembwe. Mubuga lya bumi. Mane wabe utamani. Mwami ndagulomba. Ikutikuzwa sunu. Undipe nguzu. Ziaguti. Nkozi kwenda anduwe. Mumu umi wangu bonse. Ndagulomba tata. Kambaka utuandire gelela. Kuzibi ziangu zionse. Zinda kajita. Ndagulomba tata. Kamboga utedi. Wandi vuna. Gumapenzi wonse. Agari kuchirila. Agamboga zibis yangu. Muzinira jeso. Ndapaila. Amen.
It's time for miracles. How many believe that Jesus is taking away your burdens of sickness and demonic problems? Put your hand wherever your burden is right now. Before you do that, tell somebody, you are going to see a difference in my life from today. Because I am now born again.
Come.
Genuinely, I am a genuine Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Now, whatever problem you have, you know, when Jesus met sick people, when he met blind Bartimaeus, he took away Bartimaeus' problem forever. Jesus. Tonight, Jesus is taking away your problem forever. Maybe you are here tonight. Maybe you cannot see. Maybe you cannot walk. Maybe you cannot hear. Maybe the doctor has told you are going to die. Maybe you are HIV positive. Maybe you are a drunkard, always drinking, you cannot stop drinking. Whatever demon is harassing you, you cannot stop sinning. Tonight marks the end of that curse in your life in the name of Jesus. Put your hand wherever your problem. If it's================== eye, put your װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ If you can't put your hand on it, just put your hand on your heart, whatever problem you have, that Satan is harassing you every day. Tonight is a night of deliverance from evil spirits. Somebody with lump in the breast is being healed now. Receive it. Your eyes.
Mesago.
Opening. Eyes are opening now.
Mesago. Ajaluga.
Receive it.
Watambula.
Power.
Nguzu.
Is flowing in this place right now.
Gasaruga. Mgatiabse no vuno.
Headaches.
Mitwe.
Cancers.
Ula malase ata sirikigi.
Every snake bite, sickness or disease of the enemy.
Ugulumwa anzoga. Malwazi asin kondoma.
Power is flowing in this place right now.
Nguzu.
Receive your healing. Father,
Tata,
I pray now in the name of Jesus. Let the altars of darkness be broken in Jesus' name. I break it in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Every power of demons in your life. I command you, come out in the name of Jesus. Stroke is healed right now. Paralysis. Be healed. I speak to weakness. Be strong. Be healed. In Jesus' name, anyone who is harassed by demons, put your hand on your head. Let me pray for you right now. Every demonic attack now, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. I bind demonic powers in the name of Jesus. Come out! Come out! In the name of Jesus Christ. Be free. Be free. It's happening right now. Demons are coming out of people. Demons are coming out of people. Be loose from demonic powers. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. For healings. For deliverance. From wickedness. From wickedness. Everybody lift your hand and thank God right now. Something is happening. Something is happening all over this place. Whatever you couldn't do before, do it right now. Do it. Do it right now. Whatever you couldn't do, you couldn't see, open your eyes. You couldn't walk. Begin to walk right now. Something is happening. Power. Power. Receive it. Receive it. Look, anybody who is falling down, screaming, whatever, bring the person to me in the front here. Bring them. Quickly. Anyone falling down, screaming, rolling to the front here. Satan's power is broken tonight. You will never go back the same. Demonic powers. Stand right here. Let them stand right here. Yeah. Bring them to me in the front here. I arrest demonic powers, witches and wizards right now. Lama Shando Kabarala Babanda. I sweep them out. Come out. Come out. I see a spiritual dog. Come out. Come out. Spiritual dogs. Spiritual cats. Spiritual insects. Snakes. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. Come out. Come out. Bring them here. Demonic. Satan, I bind you. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Look at it. Look at them. Bring them to the front. This way. Be careful. Look, everybody, put your hand on your head. Something is happening.
No, sir.
Pray, pray, pray. Demonic powers. I'm breaking now. I loose you from long-standing demonic strongholds. Tonight, you are free from drunkenness, wickedness. Every curse, every demonic power is broken now. Come out! In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and pray, pray. Pray. Everybody pray, pray.
Pray.
The power of darkness is broken tonight. Pray. HIV spirits. Bring those ones to me in the front, please. Satan's power is broken. HIV spirit is broken. Prostitution is broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command deliverance. I command deliverance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. From the back. Where anybody who has fallen down there, bring them here now, 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 now. In the name of Jesus, freedom has come. The prince of Mazubuka is fallen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The works of darkness are broken. I arrest all witches and wizards. The power of witchcraft. I arrest you in Jesus' name. 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 Satan, come out of the people. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Father,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. People are being set free. Power of darkness is broken tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Man
para la baba, para la baba. Mayo para baba, para baba. Lambara la mama, dele beke, mandele bebe. Yes. Yes. Now, everybody lift your hands. Thank God for healings. If you are here, you couldn't see, but now you can see. You had a problem.
What did you see?
But right now you can see that God's power has touched you. And you are healed. Wherever you are, if God has done something for you, come to the side over here. Come. If God has healed you, Not that you are believing that you'll be healed in the future, but now. Something has happened and God has done. You couldn't see, but you can see. You couldn't hear. A lump in your breast is disappeared. Something has happened. God has touched you. The pain is gone. God has touched you. Then come to the side here quickly. Come.
Come.
Walk and come here. Anybody who is falling down, bring them to me in the front. If God has healed you, come to the side here. I'm going to pray for you. Come here quickly. Quickly. If God has done something for you, come to the side here. I want to pray with you before we close. We are closing very soon. So if you are coming, come quickly. We are closing very soon. If God has healed you, God has done something. You came with a burden. Jesus has taken away your burden. Come quickly to the side over here. Very, very quickly. I'm going to pray for you before we leave.
No, mupayirire tulafifi kujala
tikutamandami tikudalizani atate wa mutende
Somebody is carrying his crutches. If God has healed you, come. Somebody is carrying the crutches over there. If God has healed you, come to the side here. Come to the side here quickly. Anybody who is, nobody should leave. I'm going to pray for everybody before we close. If God, anyone is falling down there, bring them to me in the front here. If God has touched you, come to the side here. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Raise up your hand if you are there. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Now, then lift your hand. All over here. Many people have been healed of blindness. Beautiful, beautiful.
Jabota, Jabota.
Aye, aye, aye.
Let me pray with you, everybody.
Jesus.
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 Close your eyes. I'm praying for you right now. Don't interpret it. Wait. Just wait. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for healing. Thank you that as we go to our various homes, by the power of the name of Jesus, whatever tormented us and represent a burden, there is a lifting of every burden tonight. Thank you, Jesus, that Mazubuka will never be the same again. I pray for everyone here and every family that is represented. Lord, whatever is a deep problem, solve the deep problem too. Whatever is a pain, whatever we have prayed about for a long time, let the answer come tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your power that is released in every family. I release a river of healing that will not stop tonight, but will continue after this crusade. Answers, solutions, financial, in every way, are released in the lives of your people tonight. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
You know, there's something that I want to give me an offering basket. Give me one offering basket, please. I have also prayed for your finances, and I believe many of you have already given. Can I have an offering basket, please? I believe that as you sow a seed, because I sense also financial difficulty. And I want to pray. Father, I pray for financial breakthroughs for your people. Lift your hand like this. Financial breakthroughs for your people. Let there be new jobs in Mazubuka.
Amen.
Let there be new businesses here.
Amen.
Let there be a reason why people travel from the whole of Zambia and come only to this town. Let rather not people leave, but rather more people come because of your blessing that will start to flow in this city from now. I pray for Mazubuka. I pray for the people. I pray for your children, Lord. And I release your blessing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, I'm going to put a bucket down. Two of them over here. If God touches your heart, you want to sow a seed concerning this prayer I have just prayed concerning your finances, you can plant any seed towards, you are going to buy fuel for Healing Jesus campaign to, Kafwe. And as you buy fuel, God is buying fuel for you. Those who don't have cars, you will have cars. Those who don't have anything that is pushing you, God will push you. Father, let it be a pushing offering. Push them as they sow their seed. In Jesus' name, amen. Bring me about four baskets here as we take some testimonies and one on the stage for the pastors and so on as well. Doctor, what is this miracle?
This man has.
As we are doing the miracle time, you can come quickly to the front if God touches you. If you don't want to, don't do it, but I believe. What is this?
This man has never stood for the past 8 months, paralyzed.
Wow.
This is his brother. He has not stood, let alone take a step, not even one step.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God touched him. He stood up, and now he can take steps.
Wow.
Walk and let's see.
Wow.
He could not do this.
He could not even stand.
That's a brother, yes.
Is it true, brother?
Yes, yes, man of God. It's true.
What happened to him that he could not stand for 8 months?
They just told me, my parents, they just told me that your young brother, he can't walk now. So I've been coming to check on him. Then I just found that from the waist up to the feet, I don't know what's happened. So we've tried there and here, but tonight so that God has touched him.
What happened? Where was he? Where was he sitting? Where was he standing?
He was standing somewhere there.
He was standing or sitting?
He was seated.
Seated?
Yes.
And he stood up?
Yes, he stood up. Then he started walking.
And he has not done that? Since when?
Since January. January 2017.
Couldn't walk?
Mm.
or stand on my own upright.
Could not stand on his own upright. And he's standing. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap offering? Thou power, power.
Evangelist, he was working with a grinding machine, cutting machine, and it cut him. And because of that, he could not walk. This is how he was working. Show Evangelist.
Show us how you used to walk. And what happened tonight? Show
tonight,
us.
There. Wow.
Lady,
he's going to marry her.
He's going to marry her. Hey,
hey,
is that your future husband?
Yes,
but the way you are holding him, you look like he's the current.
She's very excited because he was going to be like this evangelist for all his life. He was going to be like this.
Wow,
so she came crying tears with tears.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
What to I touch in a good year? What to I touch in a good year?
Why? Why are you crying? Why are you crying?
This is a very big. It was like, I just saw the posters. I told him, say, Nelson, today just have to go. He was like, how are we going to move? So I had money, a 50 kwacha. That's how I booked a cab. We came here from Namlonga area, somewhere there in town. That's how we came. Because we are told to go after 2 weeks. This accident happened on a Sunday. He just called me. We went for x-ray, where they said he had cut even the bone.
Wow.
So we were waiting for 2 weeks. So he was like, Charit, let's go. Today it will happen.
Does he like going to church or he doesn't like going to church?
He likes. It's just that work.
Work keeps him from church.
Yes.
Hey. From today,
the mother. From... Mother.
Who is this?
Mother.
This is his mother. Why is mommy happy?
She's crying.
She's also crying. God is doing wonders in Mazubuka. Mazubuka. Mama, what has God done for you?
Nagurumbo mwami. Choji taguvana bangu. Tindari we ya wamba uti inga oyu mpongosi wangu lagwa nyagwenda.
I didn't know that actually my son-in-law would be able to walk again. I used to cry night and day to say actually now he has become late.
It means hallelujah, isn't it?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. BDR, what is happening?
Evangelist, this young man for 17 years could see nothing. His description was total blackness. But tonight, Evangelist, after the prayer, he said he began to see specks of light like snow in his eyes.
Wow.
Yes.
Is it true? What happened to you?
Yes. Before I came here, I was seeing total darkness, like that darkness, like during rain season, you know, that darkness when you see like, during rain season. But now I can see light, you know.
Now you can see light.
Yes.
For the first, how long ago did this happen?
And now it's about 17 years in a total darkness.
Total darkness. And tonight, for the first time, he began to see light. Stretch out your hand. The power of God has touched him. And I believe his sight is coming back completely. Amen. Father, thank you for perfect vision. Jesus, in Jesus' name.
The healing Jesus. He is healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Wow. Doctor, what is happening?
Evangelist, the power of God has touched this man's eyes. Without these glasses, he could not read at all.
Let's see.
Read and let's see.
Without the glasses, I didn't read properly. But now I can read.
Wow.
Yes.
Read, let's see.
Five things that are happening in hell.
Five things that are happening in hell. Five things that are happening in hell. I have. How many are going to read this book? Five things that are happening in hell. Wow. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give a clap offering. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, another high eye healing. She could not see properly since 2015.
Let her tell us. Mama, what happened? Tell us. What happened?
2015.
From 2015, she never used to see properly.
And tonight, what has happened?
She's able now to see clearly.
Clearly! Can you see me? Can you see me? What do I look like?
You are white.
I'm a white man.
Yes.
How do you say white? Masa.
Walasarara.
Walasara.
Hey, Walasarara.
Walasara. I am Walasara.
Devi Sanira, Devi Sanira. Yesu Ali Kula. Ali Kula. Yesu Ali Kula. Ali Kula. Yesu Ali Kula.
PDR, what is happening?
Evangelist. This lady, since 1988, she's 1998, has had pain in both her legs. Even 4 years ago, she had surgery on this foot, but she was still in pain. She couldn't raise her feet. But tonight, Evangelist, wow, when you pray, the power of God came over her. She can lift her feet without pain.
Wow.
She's walking without pain.
She had an operation.
She had an operation. But wow, the pain did not go away.
What happened to you, my dear?
It just started on its own.
On its own?
Yes, please.
Pain?
Yes.
And you had operation for the pain?
Yes,
I did. And the pain is gone?
The pain is gone.
Tonight?
Tonight.
What happened made the pain go?
When you were praying.
Praying?
Yes.
Wow. Can you explain a miracle? Not easy to explain. Are you surprised? Not surprised. Were you expecting God to touch your life?
I did, yes.
You were expecting. Please. I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say.
What is this?
Evangelist, this man is a diabetic.
and for the past 2 years has been experiencing blindness in both eyes.
Blind.
Blind in both eyes. Couldn't see well at all.
Wow.
And tonight, when you prayed, suddenly he began to see light enter his eyes and he began to see people around. He could count fingers and he can identify individuals.
Is it true?
Diabetes.
It is very true, man of God.
You could not do what?
I could not read. I'm an evangelist, actually.
Okay.
Yes. So, I could not read the Bible. I could not do anything that involves reading. But right now, I can even see that this book actually says how to be born again.
And it happened just now?
It's happened just now. I have never touched a book. I have kept my Bible away from me because I can't read anything in the Bible.
Because you could not see?
Because I could not see. And I was feeling a lot of pain because of my diabetic sugar levels were always very high. But just after prayer, I'm feeling just very normal as before. Wow.
The power of diabetic demons are broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Doctor, does diabetes cause blindness?
Yes. It's a condition called diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic retinopathy. The blood vessels in the eye become blocked and you can't see. There's a screen in the eye.
This is a doctor. He's a lecturer from a medical school. A lecturer. He's a specialist. Is it true?
Yes. When you have a problem with your sugar levels, one of the complications is
too much sugar.
Too much sugar.
Everybody, reduce your sugar from today. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this young man wanted to join the Zambian army, but he could not for 2 years.
Why?
He could not bend his knee. He had pain in the knee. He could not move. He could not jump.
You wanted to join the army?
Yes, I was doing also the jogging and everything, but because of the problem of the legs, I was not able like to run, something like that.
So they refused you?
No, actually, but as I was doing the training, so I stopped because of the legs which were paining. And immediately when you declare the healing, I started tapping my legs, and immediately I felt the sensation in my body, and I was fine.
And you, what can you do now that you could not?
Bend.
You can bend. You could not do that before.
You could not. Even when I was standing before you even play, I could feel the pain on my legs, but immediately it vanished. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Yeah,
this man, we are in Mazubuka in Zambia. And how old are you?
Me, I'm 25.
He's 25 and he wanted to join the Zambian army. Who did he want to fight with? But he could not join the army because of his legs. You could not bend. He could not jump. He could not bend. He had a problem with his legs. But as soon as the prayer ended, the power of God touched him. And now he can bend. Do what you could not do. Do it. Jumping, moving. And now,
there's no pain, no more pain. I'm free. Yes. I thank
give
you,
the Lord a clap offering. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You must join the army of the Lord. You dreamt it, the army of the Lord. Amen. Come this way. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Evangelist, this man for 25 years could not bend over without pain. But tonight, evangelist, when you pray, he's bending over. Bend over.
Bend over.
Like that.
You could not do that.
He couldn't do that. He speaks the local language.
Tell us.
When actually you are praying, God has healed me.
How do you say heal?
Wandiponya.
wadiponya.
Eh, Jesu wadiponya.
Jesu wadiponya.
Musa na harindi chismaningi. Kwa miaka 25 years. Ono Jesu onda angurula. Mutata agina wogu paira Jesu. Kwa hundi jata one time.
He has been sick for 25 years. When Jesus Christ touched him, immediately healed.
Ah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Strength in the name of the Lord.
Another healing of the back tonight.
Back.
Bend
over. Bend over. Doctor, what is this condition?
It's likely to be spinal spondylosis of the lumbar spine, or sometimes you can have paraspinal muscle spasms.
Wow.
Yes.
This is a real muscle spasm. Doctor, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let them come. Many, many miracles tonight. Many miracles. Come, I want to pray with you. Come. God has done so many things tonight.
Many miracles tonight.
Jesus.
Receive your touch. Thank you, Jesus.
Whoa.
Receive your touch tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Receive your touch.
And in his eyes they glimpse the power that sees the heart of all men. For he knows
receive your
his
healing.
Father's heart.
Receive your healing.
He speaks his Father's words. For he comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, there is strength in the name of the Lord.
There is power.
There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed.
Just to depend on you.
But just depend on you.
And the power of your name.
And the power of your name.
Jesus.
And as we call upon your name.
Jesus, thanks for your power.
Your strength.
Mando kabalala, mando to normal.
In Jesus' name.
Just a carpenter some say.
My God, thank you for your mercy.
Leading fools astray.
Jesus.
Yet many need
Mando
to
bala, 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 bala.
And in his eyes they glimpse the power that sees the heart of all men.
Jesus, thank you.
For thank he you. Knows the Father's heart.
Mando, bala, bala, bala.
Speak the Father's heart.